Sing it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Let it go.
Totally not.
Here you go. I'm sorry.
Sounds like Members in 2013.
Everybody, welcome to our very first episode of our podcast called Who Invited Her. My name's Tony. I'm one of the hosts, and right next to me is a tall, leggy Amazon.
Hello, everyone. My name is Megan.
And the little one sitting next to her in the corner.
Why don't you do what you
say my name? Say it.
Get on the ground. Call my name.
Okay, that's enough of that.
So if you haven't figured out, that's our friend Bash. Bash, Jim, we call Bash for sure.
Hey.
Anyways, we're a podcast that we're pretty much going to just talk about pop culture stuff, stuff that's happening in San Diego, where we're all from. We're all born and raised here.
Oh,
each and every one of us. So we thought we'd
Holy
be...
shit, I didn't even realize
that. Yeah, all three of us.
Yeah.
Natives.
Natives. And everyone goes, I'm sorry, you're from here.
Because it's like a unicorn.
People yeah, that's what everybody like, calls us, is yeah. unicorns.
Because San Diego is a very transient city. People come and go.
In the straight world, we don't be called unicorns, darling.
But we'll pretty much talk about anything we want. You know why? Why? Because we're nobody of importance. That's why.
Love every minute of it. So I appreciate that. Yeah. But yeah, it's weird that we're all born and raised here.
Yeah.
We still live here. See, for me, I keep coming back. Like, I'll leave for work or whatever, life, and then I come back. I come back and come back.
Me and Bash actually went to the same high school. Even though, yeah, I was many years older.
50 years apart.
50 years apart. You fucking bitch. It was 1902 when I graduated.
The Titanic had just sailed across
the Ark.
Old Town was New Town.
It's stupid.
So let's talk about how we all know each other.
Well, I first met Bash, how many years ago would you say?
I don't know, maybe five?
5 years ago through our group of friends, and he came in and he was this short little old Italian woman.
Hunk of beef. Hunk of beef.
Spring chicken.
Just
that's now haggard.
Bitter
and
drunk and
stop.
And I was like, I like her. Bash is funny. And then I met Megs through two of our friends.
Through two of our
friends. Yeah, we ran in the same circle for about a year, but we never really talked.
No, and
it was always like, oh, hi, how are you? Okay, move on to somebody else.
See you later.
Then we went to a fundraiser, and my brother and sister weren't able to go, so I had to go by myself. And I knew most people there, but you were with your mom.
Yes.
And for some, I don't know how we ended up next to each other.
We were kind of just... on our own islands, like kind of together.
And then we were like, oh, I guess we better talk.
And then we're
to
like, well,
other.
We kind of know each other, so maybe we should just say hi.
Yeah.
So we said hi, and then we started to talk, and we're like, holy shit, why aren't we like
why
best
are we not
friends?
Yeah.
Exactly. It was crazy. Yeah. I mean, I guess we had a ton in common.
Yeah.
I am, for the San Diego scene, I am straight, but however, I am a fruit fly. So I have a ton of gays that I am very fond of and very good friends with. And I would not call myself a fag hag. I hate that word. But
you know what? A lot of girls do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you, great. I feel like you're novice if you call yourself a fag hag. I'm
really?
Sorry.
Why?
Because that's a horrible word. I mean, no one likes to be called fag hag or fag.
True. Hag. What would you rather? What would you rather be? Fruit fly?
I would rather be a fruit fly, but give me something else. I mean, I'm freaking.
Or just a friend, like
or a friend. Yeah. Wow, what an old school concept. Yeah.
We had a friend. One of our friends used to be called fairy god. Like to be called fairy godmother.
Who was that?
Meredith.
I don't know her.
No,
I would. I would. I don't mind it. I would have to find a name, but I just appreciate my gays. They're my friends. We all like to drink and go out and have happy hour and enjoy life. And actually, they all love the same thing I do, which is boys.
So, so you have a stuff in common.
So we have a lot in common. Actually, my mother was the original fruit fly. She had tons of gays around her.
Oh, your mother's hilarious.
When she was in her 20s. So anywho, so my point is I am so glad we're friends. Yeah. And Bash... We met, I feel like, through the same circle. Oh, in her.
It was the same night, I think. But I was already...
lit.
12 sheets to the wind and like...
every night for you.
Tony came up and was like, hey, this girl's cool. And I was like, hey... okay, cool, bye.
Yeah. And then you checked out. I was like, oh, God, she's tall. I don't have to bend down. Because whenever I talk to Bat, she's like 5'2", and I'm 6'3". So my back hurts by the end of the night because I have to bend down to talk to him and listen to him. And Megs is
I'm an Amazon. Yeah, I'm 6 feet. Yes. And that's how... Tony and I, actually, we're like, why aren't we friends?
We're both tall.
We're both tall. We run in the same circle. But Bash, on the other hand, our darling, our darling friend.
When he stands behind us, you can't see him.
No.
He's so little.
As you will see.
Yeah. Poor Bash.
We love him.
Okay.
Stupid. I don't even.
Yes. So anyways, moving on.
Yes, moving on. So the reason why I think I decided to do this podcast, just because I think we know a lot of interesting people, I hope. Just give a feel for San Diego, how it is to live here since we're all from here and, you know, born here. And I think it would just be interesting to get, like, our perspective on the city. And,
well, can I speak quite frankly? Here's the thing. We have two gay boys and a straight girl. Not that I'm saying we have anything of importance.
No,
we
nothing.
We have nothing to, you know, write our morals on.
You know
on.
What? As if this podcast could become white noise to your day, that's perfectly fine.
Well, we just hope that you giggle as much as we
just
are giggling.
Laugh. Have a good
and
time.
Yes, but we have two gays and a straight girl, and this is our podcast, and this is what we're giggling about. We're talking about, we're going to review things, we're going to just laugh
about
stuff.
Theater, music, TV, our little
drinking
slice of the world.
Games.
Yes, drinking games.
We're just drinking.
There's always drinking.
I don't like to overcomplicate it.
With the game?
Yeah.
Just keep it simple. Just drink. Anyways.
So, nextly, how should we talk about Will and Grace? Did
Will
everyone
Grace
watch Will and Grace?
I did.
All right, Bash, tell me.
It was good. I liked it. I think it was, you know, it was a little kitschy and campy and whatever, but it worked.
I personally, every Saturday morning when I have a minute, I wake up and I turn on What Is It? Logo in San Diego, and I watch with my coffee Will and Grace. And then Will and Grace comes back. It's amazing. Like, I watched it. It's, the only thing about it, though, is I love it. This isn't a downfall, but it was very political. As it
I
should
didn't
be,
mind
was,
the politics.
I know, but I just...
I think they did it okay.
I did, too.
And I'm not... I love it to death, but it was very political in the sense
Well,
of,
I like the... Because the whole reason why they came back was because of the spoof they did not too long ago about the whole politics. So I feel like their first episode was perfect.
Should have been politics.
Yeah, and with the state that we're living in and how life is right now, it was funny. It kept it lighthearted.
Right, and it should have been that way, which is great. I love Karen. I love Grace. I love Jack. I love Will. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I just love them so much.
In that order.
Well...
I thought the jokes were great. I thought all the characters were still the same, but...
It's the same writers.
Funny. Yeah.
It's the same writers.
They were funny.
They were funny.
I enjoyed it. Okay. Some people were hating on it, and they were like, oh, I missed the old Will and Grace. Well, you know what? It's on Hulu. Go watch the old series if you want the
it
old Will and Grace.
But it's however many years, 11 years later, I believe, and it is what it is. They're with the times now. It's the same writers, which I love.
Yeah.
But of course, the past however many seasons they did.
They did 8 seasons, I believe.
Amazing.
But they gotta do it for the times that we're in, and I thought they did a good job.
I feel like Will and Grace, they were like above their time. They shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But no, it's necessary for that to kind of come back because it's distancing itself from the original.
Right.
Oh, everything's fine. Now we're in that point and now
where things aren't so
it's
fine right
going
now.
A little bit to the nth again.
What are you
so
talking about? It's amazing.
Shut up. Have another drink. Jesus Christ.
As I take a sip.
A ship. Yes, have another sip, man.
As I take a sip of my champagne, everyone.
So yeah. I thought it would be fun, since this is our first podcast, to kind of do like a round robin where we all just start to, you know, ask each other questions and...
Getting to know you.
Exactly.
Getting to know you.
I love this.
This is why I know I'm with gay people, darling. For those straight friends of mine that are listening, this is from The King and I.
Yes, and play. It's Callie O'Hare who did the revival, who I adore and love her voice. She did Light in the Piazza, and she won the Tony, I believe, for that. And she's in one of my other favorite musicals, Bridges of Madison County. They turned it into a musical, and she's so good in it. Anyways.
Gay real quickly. Just gay.
Just so
quickly.
Everybody knows, I'm a total... theater nerd, so, and these two are not, so this would be interesting.
I like it.
Yeah, you do.
I'm middle of the road.
So I thought it would be interesting if we did a round robin, okay, where we just ask each other anything we want, and we have to answer.
Got it.
So who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Go.
Is Bash. It to both of you, or?
You can pick, Megs or me.
Okay. Tony, what would make you leave San Diego?
If my family left, yeah. Because really? My sister's having the baby and my brother's having a second baby. So if my family all moved out of San Diego and I was the only one left here, I'd be like, I'll go.
That was an instant answer.
Yeah. I love my family, yeah. Except for my brother, but no, I'm just kidding. Totally kidding.
Oh, what? Totally kidding. Should we tell about your brother?
Oh, I have a twin brother, Manny, who I adore and love, but he's my mortal enemy.
Everyone thinks, including myself, before I knew Tony, that they're identical twins. They are the same person. So when you, same person, identical, like looks-wise.
Look the same.
So that's when you walk into a restaurant or a bar and you see one of them, you better hope that you know which one they are. Because if they aren't, one is going to look at you very strangely.
Like, what? Who the fuck are you? Why are you talking to me?
Yes. That has happened to me before, so...
and you're like, hey, and Manny was like, who the hell are you?
You're not my friend. Yeah. I don't know you, so you better know which one we're talking to.
Yeah, and sometimes we get so lazy when somebody will come up to us, or like me, for example. I know it's happened to Manny, too, where they're like, hey, how are you? And I just don't have the energy to explain, I'm not Manny. I'm the other one.
So just go with it.
I'm just like, hey, how are you? Yeah, no, totally. Yeah. And then I feel so bad afterwards.
They're telling you a whole long story.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, no, yeah. Exactly.
Assholes.
So, yeah, that's why I would, if I would leave San Diego if my family all left.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I would do. How about you, Minx? Would you leave San Diego? What would make you want to leave San Diego?
Rich, tall, dark, and handsome.
I think all of us would leave San Diego for
preferably
that.
Preferably an athlete. What else? Preferably a private jet. So one of my girlfriends who will be listening, she begs. A lot of my friends are married with kids, mm-hmm. and she begs and hopes and prays, since I am single, that... I am the last hope, basically.
Hope for what?
Meaning, like, I am the last one that can marry someone so rich to get us, like, a private jet.
God.
Yes. So she banks on me that she's, every time we talk, she goes, all right. Let me ask you a question.
You need to marry a millionaire.
Yes, and she tells me that, and she goes, you know, we're all banking on you to be the one that brings us in our private jet to Vegas.
You know there's an app for that.
Is there really?
There's an app for everything.
Is there a game app for that?
I am not an Anna Nicole. I am not a Hugh Hefner groupie. RIP. I just can't. I'm sorry. Not sorry. But I can't do it.
Have you guys seen?
Yes, you would. For the right money, you would. Anybody would. I know I would.
But have you seen how many specific dating apps there actually are out there?
There's so many.
There's a lot.
So you got like your Farmers Only.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's a cat people.
Wait, what?
It's there's for like cat people. And there's like, it's a flash site. So there's like this woman walking around with a cat across your screen the entire
Shut
time.
Up. No, there is no.
Whoa. Google it. Let me ask you a
Look
question.
It up. Wait, so there's an app for people who are cat people.
Yeah.
To find each other.
No, I'm serious. Like Google. Yes.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
How do you know that, Bash?
I was looking at it with the coworker the other day. Bring it up.
Looking at it?
Take a look at the list. It's incredible.
I don't know if we even want to.
No. There's actually quite there disturbing. Is literally a dating app for every type of person there is.
There out is, there. But whether you find someone or not, that's the question. Well, I just feel like
if they all have user bases over 50,000,
a dating app for everybody.
There is though. So for us straight single
for
girls,
like the one-eyed pirate.
The worst one I heard. The worst one I heard of was for couples. You sign up for this dating app, and it's called. Dating down or something like that.
That is so
yeah and so you get rated with your significant other and people vote like, hey, you're hotter than that person is.
So wait, they rate the couple like, oh yeah you're hotter than your boyfriend or wife
exactly
or whatever.
Exactly. Oh, and then if you get the rating that you are hotter than your SO, then you get to go into the site and actually date other people.
Shut that. Who thought of that?
Like a,
that is
it's like
horrible.
A door for divorce.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is what God. I actually think we should talk about right now.
What?
We should talk about straight people dating apps and gay dating apps.
Okay.
My dating app, which is apparently straight people supposed to be the coolest and newest and whatever.
Which one is this?
It's called Bumble.
Bumble.
Yeah. Yes. I know a couple
know
people
Bumble.
That are on there. Yeah.
I've heard of it.
I...
You're like, I heard of it.
I am newly single. I'm on Bumble and I cannot find anyone good looking to save the life of me.
But why?
Why are they just all
is it me? Just because Bumble
no only... It's because I maybe I'm just an asshole and I have higher standards and I think I'm better than I am, but
well yeah,
well who's on Bumble?
totally kidding.
What do you
what
mean?
What kind of people
Bumble?
Are on Bumble?
Yeah.
Well, so I did like a, you do a search. So I did 30 to 40. And then you go on and you swipe and it says like, I guess mileage on how close they are from you, but not, it's just horrible.
I think it's very interesting you bring this up because why? I drink throughout the week.
Yes.
Like after work constantly.
Well, we all do.
Would you say you're an alcoholic?
I'm maybe a little
borderline.
Bit.
Whoa.
Just a little tiny bit. So I went to a bar in Liberty Station after work.
What bar?
Soda and Swine.
Oh, I like Soda and Swine.
Why were we invited?
I was just, it was
he was drunk,
5
that's
o'clock.
Why. He was drunk and forgot. He just wandered in there after work. He's like, I need a drink.
No. So I'm sitting with my coworkers and we're sitting on like a weird part of the bar. And this girl comes up to us and we're all joking already. We've got like a good rapport over there. And we're like, oh, are you on a date or something? And she's like, yeah. And we're like, Tinder? And she's like, no, Bumble.
Oh.
So then this guy comes up next to her and just a total douchebag. Yeah, she seemed really cool. Like, we were talking to her about 10 minutes before her date. And then he came up and... What's the fucking deal with that app?
Clearly,
like, what is going on with it?
Clearly, the pictures...
What's different than Tinder?
You just... Okay. This is a good question. So, Bumble, as I'm learning, since I'm newly single... Bumble versus Tinder. Here's the thing. Bumble is the same as Tinder, where you just swipe.
Got it.
You either swipe left if you don't like, you swipe right if you like. Here's the thing. If you like someone on Bumble, you swipe right. If you match with Bumble on Bumble, you as a female have to start talking to them first.
So the girls are in control.
So it's
female driven.
Here's another little stipulation.
Stipulation. You drunk bitch. It's stipulation.
Anywho.
Hooked on phonics. Anyways, go ahead.
You have to not only... So you have to start... You have to write them first.
Right.
And then you only get 24 hours.
Really?
So here's the thing. Say you match. You have 24 hours to respond as a female.
Got it.
Then say you write them. Hey, how are you? Oh, how's your weekend going? Oh,
it's okay.
Yeah. Then they have 24 hours to respond.
And if they don't.
Oh, shit.
And exactly.
So it's like a pretty rare situation that a date comes out of this. Because a lot of stars have to align.
Exactly. I am learning that Tinder is
easier.
You're just gonna fuck.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tinder is where, like, say you swipe with a guy, guys like you, guys can respond to you, and then you have unlimited world to talk.
Yeah, to talk to them whenever you want.
It's, and I feel like Bumble is doing that to be not less creepy, to be, you know. But I, what I have found on Bumble is if you are, like, quote unquote, a super swiper, or you pay money.
A super swiper?
Yeah, which is where I think you pay money.
Okay.
You can, like, A, swipe any chick you want, or talk to any chick you want. Like, this one guy, I didn't even swipe him, and he told me that he, they sent me a message saying that he extended his 24 hours on me. Oh, I was like, what?
You so can
I
go extend look at him.
So okay. I go look at him. What, and I'm bash. Like, who is this guy? I was like, this guy is.
I think I got to figure it out.
What bash?
So, in summation, Tinder's just like a fucking free for all. That's just people trying to have sex.
Yes.
Bumble.
They're trying.
Bumble is a little bit more, like...
structured.
Structured. Not only structured, but there's also a time limit, so you have to keep engaged with people to be able to date them. So it's a little bit less likely that you're actually going to meet with somebody.
Yeah.
But if you're a white, rich douchebag, and you got tons of money, and you want to just pay for, like, extra time, you can just
you
do
can
that.
Pay for
and,
like,
and here's another thing,
can
too.
Like, you like, can I get your number?
Yes.
Like, 10...
But I... But I go in spurts. Like, I'll do it, and then I'll stop. So if I
That's the best way to go about anything is in spurts.
Oh, dear.
So how... Okay, okay, Bash. So how would you compare the gay apps to that?
I don't... I only... I've only ever used... No, I've only...
So you have Grindr, which is pretty much for sex. And then you have Scruff.
Not any... Well, I don't have either anymore, first and foremost.
Teach the audience about Grindr
versus
Scruff. Because a lot of my friends are not going to know what this is.
Well, Grindr's just Grindr. I mean, it's so basic. It's literally the most basic dating app ever. There's just
and
a picture and a message, and that's it.
Yeah.
And you just get a limited amount per day.
I told you the story about that guy. This is a while back. That the people on Grindr are just ridiculous sometimes. They're like, oh
they're
come
so
over and
stupid.
Fuck me. Here's my asshole. And it's like not even a hello. Not even a hi. Like, I remember I've gotten kicked off a Grindr so many times for, like, just being
a dick back.
Because some of these people are just ridiculous. So one time this guy.
But why do you get kicked off? They're the ones being
kicked. Because they report me. They report me.
Well, fuck them.
No.
And you just have to keep making the email address.
So there
how
was
many
this
email addresses do you have,
a
Tony?
A lot.
Like, how many?
Good.
Like 20?
Yeah, maybe around there.
Okay. For your A4A and your Grindr.
No,
and your...
I don't have any of that. I'm in a committed relationship.
Well, now.
Well, yeah. But anyways, when I was single. No, this guy, I remember texting me one time. And he said, can I eat your ass? Not a hello. Not a how are you? But can I eat your ass? My reply back was, sure. I just ate Garnisada fries with sour cream and cheese on them, and I'm lactose intolerant, so the chamber's loaded, if you're down for that. He blocked me. Didn't even say, and I remember I texted my man, you know, it's like me and him were busting up, and then the guy blocked me. I thought it was hilarious.
Well, the problem is that some people wouldn't block you.
I know.
Yeah.
They should.
Okay, so that's Grindr versus Scruff. So what is Scruff?
So Scruff is...
bearded man.
It's weird, mostly. Though, because like Grindr's almost like more of a like a dating-focused one, and then Scruff is more like sex. But there's
weird.
Like a swipey thing.
Yeah,
to
they have
too,
that match thing on there. It's weird.
I don't know.
You guys haven't said the most important part about gay dating apps.
What?
They say in like... how many feet you are away from someone.
Oh, yours don't?
No, yeah.
Straight ones don't.
No! It's just miles.
Okay, well, clearly, I mean, like, everybody's got a penis on the app, so that's the most important thing to everybody, so.
I'm just saying, you guys left that out for my straight people.
It can be like, there's a gay guy 2 feet away from you.
But wait a minute, question.
What?
So, if you're on Tinder, I have never used Tinder. And Tinder gays use it, too.
Yeah,
you can.
But I've never used it.
Yeah.
But Tinder or Bumble...
Mm-hmm.
Does it tell you like what part of the city you're in?
It says like, so what I'll do is I'll do like a mile radius. So you can do a mile radius.
Okay. So that's like your Fallout zone.
Or on Tinder.
Both.
Okay.
So you can do like, oh, I'll do a 30 or 50 mile radius where it'd be like Escondido or Oceanside to San Diego.
Yeah. Got that.
But it does not say when you're at a bar if they're like 5 feet away from you, like your apps do.
Which like I have. Apps. You guys don't have that.
No.
Why? Because would, all of them do.
I thought all in, of them did. The yeah, why community. Would they just have it for the gays and not the straight people?
Because you guys are a little bit more fearless than us people.
You mean
are.
We're bigger whores? That's horrible.
That's a stereotype. Horror.
That is. That might be true for 90%. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Wait, for real though. Like, you guys don't have any apps that tell you the distance?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not as hip as I think I am, but I have two hip apps that I...
Two hip apps, which is...
Bumble and Tinder that I've used hip. Before.
Do we have, like, comments below or anything yet?
No.
Can people give us feedback? Like, if they
can
have
on our email.
If there's a straight app for Megan that tells her the distance, like, they
we
can,
have an email for everybody who's that. Listening.
So
we do have an email.
What is address. That?
It's whoinvitedher@yahoo.com.
And Yahoo? We have a Yahoo
that
right
was
now?
The, you better
oh my
stop
God.
It. That was the only one where I could get the name of the podcast. Everywhere else was taken, so shut your mouth. We also have Twitter, and we're on Who Invited Her on Twitter, too. So if you want to tweet us on Twitter, that
please
would be
tell
awesome.
Megan where she can get some. Yeah.
And if you hate the podcast, then don't
my
comment.
Goodness, Batch, I'm about to literally, yes. I don't even know. But
we will be taking applications.
We will be taking applications.
To find Megan.
Not literally, but just if there's a chance and you're curious and you can see what's around you.
Okay, so.
What are you talking
a
about?
A straight app where you can see what
see
the distance
around
is.
You.
I would, it.
She would be the bigger whore than
okay,
she already
come
is.
The
no,
fuck
no,
on.
No.
Wait a minute. Wait, 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 wait. Wait,
it,
wait, wait,
it
wait,
would, wait. It would repulse me. Like, I would never use it.
Why
like
not?
I have
something to say,
I
though.
Can't even handle it if they're 2 miles away from me at some bar.
You wouldn't want to date a guy that, like, lives within the same neighborhood of you?
Yeah.
No, I would.
Or, like, two
but
blocks
if
away.
If we're at the same bar together and it's all like,
no,
oh,
no, 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 no.
You don't have to say hi or message them.
I would die.
But that's not what the gay apps are about. They're just like, hey, this guy's in my neighborhood. It might be a little easier to like keep things going.
Or hook up with. Because they're
walking
distance.
Let's be honest. I just hurt my finger.
Again. Oh, you still have the shit.
Her finger's hurt. Well, guess what?
He's had this shitty.
Your back's going to hurt because you're now on yard duty.
Right.
Name the movie.
Let's not bring it up.
Yard duty. Wedding Singer.
Speaking of movies, this is my question to get to know you guys. Okay. What top three movies could you watch over and over and over that make you...
Oh, top three?
Yes, I only know top one three. Even like... if it's one, just that puts you in a good mood, your go-tos. What is it? Bash?
I could watch Jurassic Park over and over and over and over and over
I know,
and over
you're
again.
Obsessed with Jurassic
I,
Park.
I know every line of that movie and it's
What's
just,
your favorite line in the movie?
Hold on to your butts.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
And then Never Ending Stories.
Oh,
definitely
well,
up
bad.
There.
Yeah, Bastion.
But I tried watching that after like 5 years of not. And like as an adult, I'm like, wow, the animation is.
But it's such a
this
good
could
movie.
Use a remake.
I heard rumor they were remaking it.
I don't
they?
Think it is. Yeah.
Oh, no. I love Never Ending Story. And then, God, I used to be obsessed with that.
Honestly,
movie.
Like I'm not a big Harry Potter person.
I love. How but, like, dare you? I love
I'm,
Harry
I'm
Potter.
I'm not. I'm just not. Like it's I not. I'm not Harry like Potter. All into like the whole. I haven't read all the books or anything. But if it's on,
get
I
out.
Will,
get out. Who invited
no,
her?
No, no, no.
Who invited her?
I'm not letting me finish.
Go ahead.
But if it's on. I will watch that, and I'll be, like, satisfied, like, not doing anything that day except watch a Harry Potter movie.
So you would say the Harry Potters, Neverending
Story.
Stories,
and Jurassic Park above
Jurassic.
All else.
Oh, well, I know Jurassic
But just the
Park.
First and second ones.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not the other ones?
The third one is
eh.
And the new one is pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Migs, what about you?
I'll still watch it, but no.
The Wedding Date?
The
What's
wedding?
That?
Oh, with Deborah Messing. Yes, we talked about this.
Legally Blonde.
Okay.
And Harry Potter. Oh, my
all
God.
All Harry Potter?
All
or is
Harry Potter.
Out of the series,
yeah,
what is your favorite,
any
Harry?
Any single one of them. I'll,
what is your
we'll
favorite one out of all of the Harry
I
Potter
mean,
movies?
I feel like it's just Sorcerer's Stone, the first one.
The first one.
So good. But here's my thing, though.
I like Goblet of Fire and
I do,
Deathly
yes.
Hollows 2.
I'm
I like
reading,
Goblet of Fire.
I'm reading the newest book right now.
Oh, the
I'm
Curse,
halfway through.
What is it?
Yeah, Cursed Child.
Cursed Child.
Yeah. I'm halfway through right now. I'm almost done. However, I must report to everyone. I will be going to where they filmed
That's right.
Harry Potter
in January, right?
In December. Yes.
For New Year's, you're going to be where for New Year's?
Wait, where?
But
Dublin.
Oh, I will be in England, and we are going to the WB Studios where they filmed Harry
Potter. When are you going? What time?
December. I know you weren't around, but we talked about this.
Because we went to brunch before this.
Yeah, we went to brunch before this.
And Bash is in Palm Springs making his way down to San Diego.
And we had to wait for him. No,
sorry.
Are you kidding? Fuck you both. I had to wait for you because you guys were drunk at Moe's.
We weren't drunk.
Yes,
what
we were.
What are you talking about? It's Moe's. What are you
gonna do? I will be going a couple days after Christmas. And then I'm going to Dublin for New Year's. And I invited you all.
Okay, because honestly, I have some vacation to knock out. And I kind of wanted to go to London and Paris, but I didn't.
You can come.
Yeah. Robbie and I are planning to do Dublin and Germany.
We'll talk about it on the side. Yeah.
On the side. Robbie and I are probably going to do, I think, Dublin and Germany in May.
Can we do a podcast abroad?
We should. That would be
We should
so
all
nice.
Do it from London.
But my point is, Harry Potter is the best thing ever.
It really is.
It is.
I am not into, and everyone's going to gasp, but I'm not into Lord of the Rings. And everyone comes,
I'm not gasping.
I like Lord of the Rings.
Compares,
they cannot compare those two.
No.
Totally
could
different.
Could not get into it. But Harry Potter is the best thing ever. But
I can understand why Megan doesn't like Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's quite a, like, you gotta like research shit, figure out what's going on,
it's horrible. It's
hard.
It's so
I love Lord of the Rings, but I've never read the books.
Oh, I did.
And I only like relied on fandom to get through everything.
I felt the books, the movies did the books justice.
I think
I did. I thought so.
As far as I can tell, they did. I actually was thinking about that on my drive today because I was getting road hypnosis a lot.
Oh,
I was like,
road hypnosis by who?
I wish.
Anne's is a fucking struggle. I think I'm going to read those next. I've been reading Game of Thrones forever, but the only time I read those books are on a plane.
The Game of Thrones book?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait till next season when each episode's like an hour and a half long.
Oh, it's going to be incredible.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, but isn't there only going to be like six?
Yes.
Horrible.
Yeah, but they're going to be like full feature films.
And they're shooting multiple endings. Multiple endings is what they're going to do.
I heard that too. Yeah. And they're going to film them. But what I think is going to happen is HBO is just going to release the full season and that's going to be it. But then we're going to
have... So we can binge watch it and then they'll...
And then they're going to have like... follow-ups like maybe a couple episodes each.
They're doing a spin-off. Didn't you hear about that, Westeros? They're doing like a spin-off of it or something.
No, I sent you that, but it was a fake thing.
Oh, it was. God damn it, why do you do that to me?
It was a modern day set Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's right.
It's stupid. I would have never believed it. I feel like it's a gay thing.
Nobody asked me what my top three movies
was it gonna
were.
Be a gay thing.
Nobody
always
asks.
A gay thing. Gays invented the world, by the way. Bitches. You know that.
I'm trying to talk and they just talk over. Nobody asked what movies was my top three.
Oh, yeah. What are yours?
Who invited her? Oh, we did.
I hate you. It's both. You're mean.
Darling.
I'm a senior citizen.
You're
Don't
right.
do that to me.
Stop it. You're right. What are your three What are your three top movies that you love?
You don't care.
I do. I really do.
Mine are pretty gay.
I don't want you to bullshit them. Like, what are the ones that are going to be on AMC that you watch?
John does
AMC.
Jesse.
Yeah, like TBS, those bullshit stations. Like,
no.
Give me your top three the ones where you're like, if it's on TV, I will watch it.
My top, anybody who knows me knows this. Beaches is my number one.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, dear Lord, it's the saddest.
It's the
movie.
Best.
Literally
movie
never
ever.
Seen it.
I was.
Oh my God! Are you
serious? Get out! Get out!
No, I'm not
your gay car.
I have a nice mic.
Her.
I'm not leaving.
I have a nice mic.
Who invited her?
Exactly.
You have never seen.
You've never
Beaches?
Seen Beaches.
No, let's make it an assignment. Like,
yes, we have to watch
fine.
It.
I'll watch it.
It is like my favorite. I can quote the movie from beginning to end. I was obsessed with Bette Midler from a very.
I know
early
she's in it.
Yeah.
I do not watch it because I will ball an hour or two after the movie.
When they're on the beach. And
No. Just don't. Such a good movie. Will ball for 2 hours after. This is why
you
want to
hear something funny about this movie. So me and my brother do theater around San Diego and stuff. And
the
we
twin.
Have a, yeah, we
the
have
twin.
A tradition. Every time we're in a show and it's opening night, we will either call each other or text each other. And whoever is
on.
Going, no, whoever is going on stage, we text, break a leg, CeCe. Yeah, well, the other one would text back and say, break a leg, Cece. And the other one will text back saying, you sound so silly when you say that. We've done it for every single show we've been in because we love that movie.
The best, saddest movie you've ever watched.
Okay, I'll watch
those
it.
Those who are listening, our 10 friends who have not seen it.
I'm kind of a movie junkie, so I have a ton of favorite movies that I like, but that would probably be the one I can watch over and over and over again and never get bored with.
Okay, so
and then number the two. Second would be any of, like you, Megs, any of the Harry Potter movies. Okay, I can watch
those.
So we're
all three in agreement with that.
Yeah, with Harry Potter's, yeah.
Oh, my God. I fucking love Harry Potter.
Me too. Okay. And then the third is tough because I'm a sucker for period pieces.
Like, okay.
Period pieces.
Like Marie Antoinette.
Like
Titanic.
Pride and Prejudice, Young Victoria.
Oh, you do like
Elizabeth.
Pride and Prejudice.
I love Pride and Prejudice. The one with Keira Knightley. Why? Because the soundtrack is amazing for that movie.
So that's like the last movie that you would rewatch?
One of them.
And you would rewatch it though. Like,
yes,
and totally
I've watched it so many times.
How many times would you rewatch it?
I've watched it already probably a good 25 to 30 times.
Holy shit.
I love that movie.
Which movie?
Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley. Yes.
I have to tell you.
I can't.
You guys, you're assholes. Everybody wants a Mr. Darcy.
But then,
everybody wants a Mr. Darcy.
But there's like classic movies from the 80s and 90s.
And there's like a ton of those. But I'm telling you, like, it's hard for me to pick a top three because I have a shitload of movies that I love.
But so that's like in your top three movies. No matter what's going on in my life, I will watch that.
That is probably, I'll say that's in my top five.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Okay, so we're talking top three.
That's hard.
So you
for
said
me.
Beaches, Harry Potter,
any
and
of
then,
the Harry, any of the Harry Potter.
I'll give
and,
you the
and
top two.
We're both in agreement
I will
on
give
that.
Give you the top two.
But like, literally,
ones,
if anything is on.
For the third one, what would I pick? God damn. Because
I have a fourth one that's like in the.
Okay,
if it's on TV,
it.
I would watch
it.
Labyrinth.
See, that's another great movie, Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, and Never Ending Story. Anything from the
Bowie,
80s
God.
With fantasy, I will watch that.
Dark Crystal?
Dark Crystal, I will watch
Legend?
It.
Do you remember Legend?
They're making a Dark Crystal series.
I know.
Series.
I can't wait. Look at Megan's like,
she's like, fuck
no,
those Muppets.
Muppets.
Fuck them.
No. Muppets are creepy, no.
And Labyrinth. Oh.
I know.
David Bowie,
oh,
are
how
you
dare
kidding?
You. It's
I
so
have a
good.
Story around that. I don't know if I'm allowed to share.
Go share. Why can't you share it?
Because it's a little it's
sexual. It was your sexual awakening.
No.
You had a sexual awakening
to
Labyrinth.
It's about, it associates me with a religion that I'm not too fond of.
What
and
religion?
I just...
Oh wait, I don't want to talk about this.
Why? Religion?
I don't know where we're going with this.
You know my religious past.
No. Listen, not my religion. Anyone's religion that is sitting at this table. I'll tell you that right now.
What?
We can allude
to
it.
I used to be friends. So I'm an only child, and I used to be friends
with
a
Jehovah's
Witnesses?
Family.
Close. So I'm friends with a family across
the
street.
Don't state the religion.
Why not?
So I'm friends with a family across the street.
Protestant?
And, no. And I would go over there with her 17 children.
Judaism?
Oh, I think we know what it is
you
now.
You should know.
Mormons. Mormons were there. So I grew up Jehovah's Witness. They were our Jehovah's.
Oh,
I'm totally kidding.
You're Jehovah's?
Yeah,
so,
what did you say?
I said we grew up
Jehovah's.
Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, but you called them something.
I said we grew up Jehovah. Shut up. We grew up Jehovah Witnesses, and the Mormons were our mortal enemies.
Oh, I thought there was like a special name for like Jehovah's Witness enemies. Jehenemies.
Everybody else in the world.
No, Jehenemies.
Jehenemies.
That's our name.
I just got it. I just got it.
Cut. Go ahead.
Okay, go.
So my point is that I used to, when I was younger, I'm an only child, so I used to play with them across the street.
With the Mormons? We can say Mormons.
We can't say Mormons. She's going to expose herself
to
whoever.
Well, they're not
going to
listen. Are you fuck? I'm not friends with them on Facebook.
I mean, this is true.
But I'm just saying. My point is that's the Labyrinth. I used to go over there and they were watching it all the time on their VHS.
Oh my God.
And so I'd watch Labyrinth.
Sacrilege.
I'm like, God, like, this is just.
I love that movie.
Wait, was it an allegory for that religion that you're talking about?
Don't ruin the movie for us.
I don't know what that means. What's that word?
An allegory?
Yeah.
Like a metaphor?
Oh, I don't know.
But a very large one?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is I associate that with that. So I don't approve. I'm not like big on that movie because I just keep thinking about that.
Was David Bowie Jeff Smith?
Probably.
I had no idea. I'm going to Google this later and figure it out.
Do it.
I don't know.
I'll report back
on
the next
podcast. They were at least allowed to watch that movie, and it was on repeat, and it wasn't my favorite. So
is
no
Labyrinth
offense
an allegory for Mormonism? The Latter-day Saints.
No one is going to listen to it. That's Mormon,
I know,
by the
it's
way.
Fine.
It's
no,
all of our friends. It. Most of my friends are probably nothing.
Nothing? Like the nothing and never-ending stories.
Oh, my God. I mean, they're Christian to say the least.
Say my name.
Say my name.
Okay, Say My Name is a Beyonce song.
No,
it
Destiny's
is.
Child.
No, she's. Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Wait, there's it. What is that noise? That's the garbage truck.
Wait, somebody that's not a sound
someone
effect?
At the door.
No, it's outside of the outside.
Jesus Christ. Quiet on the set.
Shut up. Damn people.
So anywho, so those are your movies that you would love.
Well, I have a ton more.
No, that's not the question.
Yeah, I think that the question was like, what are the ones that you will just not, you have to drop everything you're doing and watch
it. If Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist is on, I will watch that like nobody's business.
I've never watched that movie.
It's so good.
Never watched
so you guys
that
have given
either.
Me two that I have to go see.
Steel Magnolias is another one I would watch.
I like Steel Magnolias. But I won't sit there and watch it.
Really?
Not over and over.
The
beginning
is so good to me. Like the beginning of that movie. I love the music. I just love it.
If I know it's on TV, I turn it because I will cry for 3 hours.
You know which other one I love? Young Victoria with Emily Blunt.
I love that.
I've never seen it.
It's so good.
Can you like write me a list? Because I honestly want to watch all these movies.
You'll probably fall asleep through half of them. But
okay. Yeah. Oh, but speaking of movies, I watched Wonder Woman last night.
I love Wonder Woman. It's so good.
And everybody, that was like one that was so hyped up and everybody was like, it's the best DC. And I was like, they've been fucking terrible and I'm not going to like this. And then I watched it and I was like, hey, this is actually pretty fucking good.
It was really good. I was so happy with it.
Number one. Mm-hmm. Chris Pine. He
was really good in it.
He is a god.
Yeah.
Really good.
He is so totally pretty. My top three celebrity crushes. Pretty. So speaking of celebrity crushes, who are both your celebrity crushes?
Oh, God.
Just give me like one or two.
Ryan Reynolds.
Number one
for me.
I have to think on this.
Sorry, Robbie, but you already know that. I know Robbie's number one. Robbie's my partner, by the way, whoever is listening. But his is Chris Evans. He would do anything for Chris Evans.
Right,
yeah.
All right.
Mine's what about yours, Ryan Reynolds.
I'll get back to you in the next podcast. Honestly, I have to sit on this.
Why?
Because
there's
top
so
two?
Many.
Just give me a couple. Yeah. Just
at least
name,
one.
Shoot a few off your head.
I mean, I guess
honestly,
I could throw
Chris Pine,
a couple out.
Chris Pine, to me, is top three for sure. And I can't think of other. I can't think of other two. But Chris Pine is a god.
And Bash, you have to at least one Bash.
Throw out one.
That's such like a detailed. I have to give like specifics, and I don't even know.
You're boring.
No.
Do you have anyone you're attracted to?
Who's your favorite porn star? I bet you know that.
Rogan Richards.
See, look at how quick he answered that. Look at how quick he answered that.
I will say that.
He can't
quickly.
Say a celebrity crush, but he knows who he loves in porn.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, Google him later.
Yeah.
You'll get it.
Ew, where does he live? Have you met him?
I think he's in New Zealand or Australian or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because his penis is so pretty?
I'm not going to answer that question. You're just going to need to find out.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
But as far as celebrities go, I don't even know.
Just give us one.
Okay, so I got two.
Which are they? Which are they? What are they?
Who are they?
God damn. Yes, I know English.
It's there's a theme too, and there's no rhyme or reason for this theme, but it's definitely DC. So Jason Momoa for sure.
Oh, the new Aquaman.
And he's just such a good guy, too. If you follow him on Instagram, he's just a very, very nice person.
I don't think I know what he looks like.
He was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He was
Khal Drogo.
Khal Drogo, yeah.
Wait. What's the movie? Or what's the show?
No, Game of Thrones, Khal Drogo.
Yeah, but what's the show?
No, he's going to be the new Aquaman.
He's going to be the new Aquaman.
Justice League.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's DC's doing.
And who's the second? Henry Cavill.
Oh, Superman.
And he's hot.
Just
so hot.
Just like in Henry VIII. I would fuck him in front of my family. Like, there's just no question about that.
Wow.
He's probably...
And what would your family's reaction be?
Go.
Just do it.
Just marry just that. Get that money. That Superman money. Take care of our grandkids. It'll be okay.
Shoot. I think all of us would probably do it in front of our family for him.
Mm. Okay. So we went through you guys' questions. Yes. Figuring out each other.
About us. So why? Do you have another one?
I do.
What is it?
What's your least favorite place in San Diego? Any activity or bar or restaurant where you're just like, I would rather fucking like go to the DMV than do this activity again.
Wow.
Precisely like that.
Why do you bring it down?
So what? No, but like, you know, you hear these things on just these online blogs where they're like, oh, top 40 things to do in San Diego for the summer.
Okay.
And so then they're like TGIF first. And Gaslamp. Like, fuck that. God. No.
Who wants to go to a TGIF on your holiday?
But there's things out there that mislead tourists.
So for me personally, I know I'm going to get a lot of shit from this, but what is the place in North Park? Grand? What is it called?
Seven Grand.
And the only reason why is... Listen, first, before you getting on your little horse.
I'm fine.
We're waiting in line, and we're waiting to get in, and they wouldn't let me in because I was wearing a ball cap.
Did you take it off?
My hair wasn't done. I wasn't going to take it off with ratty hair. Are you kidding me?
It's the principle.
Oh, God.
But they said no, and I was like, do you know what this place used to be? It used to be Bacchus House, one of the best gay bars in San Diego. And now they're all like, oh, you can't come in with a ball hat. Baseball hat on, it totally pissed me off. And I was like, nope, never coming here again.
I think that's bullshit.
I don't know if it was one of the
do I think it's bullshit?
Yeah.
Because you have a good head of hair. There's no reason for you to be wearing a ball cap.
It wasn't
the only reason they want people to take their hats off there is so that like girls that are out in North Park don't get like bamboozled. Tony, you could have like taken your hat off and it would have been fine.
No, I had my hair was a mess.
I love Seven Grand. Love it.
Fine, whatever.
Ew, we'll agree to disagree. I have never been there, nor do I.
Okay, Vash, what is the place that you're not happy with in San Diego?
Not a local place.
What?
The Melting Pot in UTC.
I like the
Melting Pot. I have a very stern and multi-faceted Yelp review on that fucking place.
Did you put it on Yelp?
It's on there.
You're such a bitch.
You can find it.
I like the Melting Pot.
Why am I a bitch? It's a chain restaurant. Who gives a fuck?
All right, why did you have a bad time?
Yeah, why? Let's hear this.
I fucking hate that.
Why?
Okay, but tell us.
Because the food, first and foremost, is not good.
Yeah, anybody who's listening from the Melting Pot, I love your restaurant.
You should get a new job.
You know what?
You're better than that. And you can find employment elsewhere.
I
know the bullshit that you've been through.
Give us examples.
So give us your example.
It's like going to a car dealership to go eat dinner. They give you like 700 options.
Yeah.
It's insane.
I like options.
It tastes like shit.
Tony. Okay. Let us listen to his whole dissertation right now.
I'm going to go on it.
Go.
This is an issue.
Let's hear it.
The Melting Pot is an issue.
Give me one good reason to go there.
It's fun, and it's a pot that you melt.
No, so you go and boil meat. You go and boil meat in a pot
and cheese,
and dip shit in cheese.
Yes,
which how hard is that to do culinarily?
Who cares? It's fun. It's
if any of my old friends, like you know from back in the day, try to get me to go there, I'm gonna kill them. I'm not going.
Oh, whatever.
I'm
not going. What is your place?
Well, I don't have places that I absolutely hate, but however, Bash,
hates a strong word. I do dislike, but I
do agree with you. I do not look to freaking cook my own goddamn meat.
Thank you.
I do not like to cook my own goddamn food.
If you're gonna do
this
it,
this is why I am going out to dinner.
Right. I don't want to pay $60 to cook my own fucking food and then get a bullshit dessert where they're you dip it in chocolate.
It's like a
marshmallow and a strawberry and a Rice Krispie treat.
Whatever.
Fuck you.
Whatever.
Okay.
Another drink, bitch.
There are a few places.
I'm having one.
I know.
All right, girls.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So there are a few places in San Diego that you cook your own meat.
And it's good.
Do,
like the Turf Club.
Do, yes.
Turf
yes.
Club in South Park. Great. And
no,
amazing.
I disagree with you.
Downtown. The Brazilian. The Rey Delgado's.
Oh, Rey Delgado.
I disagree with everyone. Strip Club. I disagree with everyone right now.
You mean Gaslamp Strip Club.
Yes. And the Riviera and La Mesa.
I mean, it's not my favorite activity. I agree with Megan. I think, like, if I'm going to go out and I'm going to pay, you know, over $40 for any meal, you better fucking cook it.
I don't agree with that.
Ugh.
I don't agree with that.
Why can't I do it at home?
I don't agree with that. I like those, like the Turf Club, like the Riviera, where it's a communal cooking. I think it's fun. It's something different.
But I agree with you on that, Tony, because the service there is so good. Yeah. They're like, we're going to guide you through this process, and it's not going to make you pressured.
So you're saying the melting pot doesn't have that?
No. The melting pot is like, you have 17 options, and they're all going to cost you $100.
Whatever.
And you can mix and match 20 items.
She's too small to reach the pot. That's the real
fuck
issue.
Fuck that place.
I think we need to go to the melting pot.
Anyways,
that place.
So, okay, on the other aspect,
I
what
think
is
we need
your.
To go to the melting pot.
Yes. Well, we're going to take a field trip to the melting pot.
And I think we should do that. No, I really think we should. I think we should go to the melting pot on somebody else's dime because I'm not fucking paying for it. And then I think we should go to a real place like Turf Supper Club where somebody is guiding you through the process and they're like.
I hate those places.
No, I gotta disagree with you there.
We'll do the melting pot. We'll do that for Bash, and then we are gonna take you.
And then we're gonna go to Turf Supper Club, you'll see. You'll see, like, with the guided process, with the good server, with the local venue.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
I do not want to cook my fucking meat.
I'll cook it for you.
No. Oh, well, thank you. I love you.
This is such a polarizing issue.
Okay, you guys. So, on the other hand, what is your go-to place in San Diego? Whether it's for a drink, for food, what place in San Diego just you are all about?
Okay, so my two favorite, El Comal, which is a very underrated...
Wait, North Park or South Park?
It's in North Park.
Okay.
Very underrated, under-the-radar place. And they have just a bunch of different Mexican dishes, and they're very close to where everybody goes, but nobody goes.
There's so much good Mexican food in San Diego. So much good Mexican food.
There really is. And then my second one is El Serape.
Oh, I love El Serape.
Over in University
Heights. Old El Serape, not the new, the restaurant.
I don't, okay, so.
The one in North Park.
Yes. No.
It's about as big as this restaurant.
That's next to Small Bar?
Yes.
Yeah. No, the one in University Heights. Yeah, that's the same one.
Next one is Small Bar. That we would, when Bourbon Street was open, now
my
it's
God.
Park and Rec.
So I used to get wasted and then go in there and
we
be
all
like,
did.
I need a beer. And then I'll order off the chalkboard.
Yes.
And I used to know the guy. He was there every night. It was like the shorter Mexican guy with the glasses.
And he would be
like super nice to me and a
really
bitch
cool.
to
he
all
really,
my
he's
friends.
He's still there. He's really cool. Yeah,
no,
he's
he was the nicest guy.
So, they have the best mole burrito. By
here's the thing. It's expensive. They cost a little bit more.
But I come in
there after 17 drinks and I'll order half off the menu.
Yeah.
I mean.
And so my shit will be expensive, but they have a ton of beer to give.
Yeah.
So then
you
order beer while you wait and their salsa.
Oh, the salsa
is so good.
So anybody who comes to San Diego, go to El Serape.
It's
in
the staple.
University Heights. It's so good.
Borderline North
really
Park.
Good, yeah,
scallop tacos too.
Oh yeah, their scallop
those
tacos.
Those ones are really good.
And their surf and turf burrito is really good.
Yes. Too.
Plus their mole.
Thank
like
you
I
for
said
saying
before.
That. I do love that place.
It is
okay,
Max.
What's
good
your
spot.
Go-to for San Diego?
I will do the straight person bar scene.
I might not be familiar with it, but go ahead.
PB, of course.
Where
you
in
know.
PB? Pacific Beach, by the way.
Guess what the newest place in PB? Which, well, for me as an old lady,
you're not old.
I know,
shut
but I'm just
up.
Saying. MPB, PB Local. So there's a local.
I've been to PB Local.
This is like probably a couple years coming, but in there's a local in downtown.
Downtown. Yeah. I got it.
And the same owner took over Nick's in PB. It's an upstairs downstairs.
I remember Nick's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
PB Local. It is the spot.
Okay.
Like,
why do you like it? What makes you? What's
the
what
music,
is it?
Is banging. Yeah. The drinks are awesome.
How's the crowd?
It is so great.
Yeah. Douchey guys or non-douchey guys?
I mean, both.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's everywhere.
So I took my cousin who's fits that
crowd. Oh, the cousin that from the UK.
England.
That
came, yeah. So I took my cousin a couple weeks ago, but I have been there before a couple weeks prior to that because there was a big rugby game. So I went for that. And this bar is great. Like it's a spot. Shore Club across the street used to be the spot. Yeah. Firehouse across the street.
Oh, I like Firehouse.
Yeah. I love both of those.
Yeah.
But PB Local now is
good.
The spot. It's the jam.
Are they a strong pour?
They are a strong pour.
Not measured.
It's still going to be a little expensive. It's not like the gay bars where we're getting the whole bottle of vodka for $2.
That's right? To be expected, though. Yeah.
I've eaten there as well. They've had really good food.
What kind of food they got?
It's actually kind of fancy. It's like tuna tartare on a fucking brioche bun with, some... whatever. There's some ahi.
Batches all like
a brioche.
I said a brioche.
You said the magic words.
But they do have really good food.
My pick would be it's like one of the best dive bars in San Diego, and I know Megan loves this place. Cheers.
I love Cheers.
I love Cheers.
I have a lot of memories.
It's in on Adams Avenue.
In North Park.
Yeah, next to Al Zarape, not too far. Cheers is great. They have the strongest pour for the cheapest. But the atmosphere is like anybody and everybody's welcome. That's such a good spot.
Do you guys want to go to Cheers later?
Because
I might be down for that.
Let's do Cheers.
This is my night.
Cheers is like a go-to. And it's an old bar in San Diego, but the crowd is so mixed and it's such a good vibe. And the drinks are great. Like, I have such good memories at Cheers.
Me too.
In honor of Will and Grace premiering this week, we thought we would end this podcast, our very, very, very first episode, with our favorite Karen Walker quotes. Bash.
Honey, I'd suck the alcohol out of a deodorant stick.
And he would.
And I definitely would.
And he has. Anyways, Megan, what's yours?
You say potato, I say vodka.
Well, champs in your
darling
case.
Yes.
You love your champagne. Mine would be, because I'm a lady ass face. And on that note, thank you everybody for joining us for our first podcast.
Good night and good luck.
Good night, darling.
Bye, everybody. We'll see you soon.
Trying, destined to be fine.